Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by T4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are
in the world,
if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at T4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson, and together we are T4P Real Talk. KP, happy Thursday, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Thursday.
Kayla and I have been having a little too much fun already, and the show is just getting started. So I guess that's my roundabout way of warning you that if we cross the borders of sanity into zany and...
not Mexico or Canada.
Not Mexico or Canada, but just to zany... You'll know what has happened. How are you doing tonight, KP?
I am feeling fabulous.
And I can tell, I think you've already been partaking of this snickerdoodle protein already tonight. Would that be correct?
Actually, it's my alter ego.
And so for anybody who couldn't hear him, that was Kalen's alter ego. He's probably hepped up on alter ego, and we'll talk more about this later tonight in our P4P supplement section of the show. And no, we are not drunk. We do not drink. So this is just,
no,
I don't even have a word for this. We don't. So I'm going to move on to our guest tonight.
No, don't leave. Don't leave. We still have a show to do.
I'm going to move on topic, so I'm going to stay on the phone. Because that's how we do this. We are live, but we are all dialing in. And, you know, right now, even though he was trying to make me feel bad about being from Iowa, I am in Iowa.
Ooh.
Kalen is in Illinois. And I also believe our special guest tonight, Ron Anderson Jr., he is also from the Illinois area. Ron, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, listeners. How are you guys doing tonight? Kalen, you are on fire already. Thanks, Benny. Yo, you're welcome.
There you go. Tonight's going to be fun because you know what? Ron's on fire right along with Kalen. That's all I've got to say about that. And if any of you recall, last fall we had Ron on the show with us before, and we covered a lot of ground about his background, his competing, the shows that he's been in. And we brought him back because he's got even more exciting news to share with us. But before we get into the here and now, I want to take a step back for some of our listeners, and I would like Ron to kind of give us a preview of kind of some of the events in life that brought him to the point where he did start to compete. Because here's the exciting thing, at least for us, is that since Ron was on the show, our listenership has pretty much tripled. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And so we want to make sure that
that
all of our new listeners have the benefit of Ron's story because it's a really good one. So with that, Ron, I'm going to turn the floor over to you and introduce yourself and kind of give us the Cliff Notes version of how Ron kind of set the stage for where you are right now.
Hey, yeah, thanks for setting the stage for me on this one, and I'll keep the long story brief, I promise, before Kalen jumps in on me. but yeah, you know, I have a really interesting story to kind of how I got to where I am today. You know, just over a year ago, in January. You know, I've been competing my entire life. I've been competing in martial arts for a little over 20 years now. You know, I was prepping, working on training for the 2016 games. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting at a red light, and I got rear-ended at 40 miles an hour. So, believe it or not that much damage to the car. All the damage was to me. And, you know, initially, you know, I went to the hospital and they were like, oh, you seem fine. You look like you're in great shape. And, you know, nothing was really happening. But about 3 months later, I could barely move. I couldn't bend. I mean, just excruciating pain up and down my spine.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to the doctor, and, like, I had MRIs and all kinds of scans, and they were like, you're done. And, you know, me, I'm like, well, what does that mean? I'm done. They're like, there's no more competing, no more Olympics, and you should probably just, you know, chill out on all the weightlifting and all that because your spine is pretty messed up. So long story short, I had 4 bulging discs with stenosis and arthritis. So in layman terms, that basically means any form of impact, severe impact, can sever my spine.
Mm.
Yes.
So, and for me, I've been an athlete my entire life. You know, football, basketball, track. I was a 3-sport athlete on top of doing taekwondo.
I was doing what I do.
Yeah,
you're a man.
But, you know, this was life-shattering for me. It was life-shattering. You know, and it was one of those moments. You know, I'm always that really happy, upbeat guy. Always. Nothing ever gets me down. But this was the one time in my life where I was like, I don't know what to do. What are my, what is my next step? Where do I go from here?
Literally.
I mean, you get news like that, you know, you worked your entire life for something and they say, you can't do it. It's not like, oh, maybe. It was, no. And, and it was hard, but you know, I'm always that positive guy. And I said, I got to find a way. I've always done sports. I've always believed in helping people and giving back. And I honestly just started talking to people like, what do I do from here? What do I do? Where do I go? How can I still continue to do what I, this is my mission for life is to help other people. And this is when someone said, hey, why don't you do physique? And I'm like, what is that? And, it might be funny to you guys because that's your world. But for me, this is Mars to me. I have no idea what they were talking about. And I looked into it. Listen to you. But I looked into it and I saw that I could still keep training. There wasn't any form of impact. And I gave it a shot and surprisingly did really well. I didn't think I was going to, but I won my first 2 shows. I nationally qualified in NPC, and I do everything naturally. And long story short, I went on, did the Olympia, got 8th in the Olympia with the INBA and PNBA, and this year I'm gonna hit it hard and keep going and keep inspiring, and we got to keep that drive going.
Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing that you would hope that anyone would do if they were faced with your same situation. And to kind of put this into a little more perspective for folks, I mean, you say, okay, I've been in martial arts for several years and I was a competitor, but you were a competitor on the level that, you were looking at being part of the 2016 Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, I was training for.
Yeah. So this wasn't just a matter of, oh, gee, I can't go to the gym like I used to. No, this was, in your life, a big deal because this was a career. I mean, you were headed towards the pinnacle of your sport, really.
Yeah.
And so, and then you took that and you refocused and you channeled that into bodybuilding.
And I never looked back.
I'd like to jump in right quick. Ron, hold on. There's something I think that Ron is being humble enough not to speak on, but it's something that anybody that's really been competitive has to speak about. And that's when you take it to that other level. And it becomes, you don't get consumed by it, but it becomes a great deal a part of your life. And there's a big facet that's taken away when somebody says they're taking all your toys and going home. And you're realizing that, these are still my toys and I'm not allowed to play with them. So, Ron, if you could just speak on that, because that's a head case for sure if you're not sound in mind and body.
And you know what, you hit the nail on the head, and I have to be honest with people because, people see me as this really strong person, and I never let people see me in any form of weak moment. But in this moment, and for probably 3 months after all this, I wasn't in myself. I wasn't in my right frame of mind, but, I still had the encouragement and help from those around me, and I think that support from, people like you guys and the different organizations and different competitors and athletes I worked with in the past. I'm like, Ron, you gotta, you know, you're the most positive guy I've ever met. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, my world has been turned upside down, you know, and for, this is for the first time in my life where that really happened, to where I didn't have an answer and I didn't have that positively to be, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. It was a, for me, it was a dark time mentally. And I looked to other people to help get me out of that. And they did. And you know what? That's why now more than ever, I have this drive to show people what I've been through and to help other people and to show them that, you know, if I can do this, you can do this. And, you know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
And so you have, and that's a great segue into pretty much what you stand for, because I think you have a motto, I'll call it a motto, where you pretty much say that your goal is to be better tomorrow than you are today and to bring as many people with you as you can,
yeah.
Which is pretty much what you just said. And you do that in, like, so many different ways. I mean, last count, I knew you had at least 5 businesses, and being a coach and coaching other athletes is one of them. I think you have even more businesses than that now. I mean, talk to us a little bit about everything that you've got your hands into. And then we're going to get to the newest thing
without
that
upsetting
you've got
your
going
wife.
On, which is super exciting. Yeah.
And she may be listening, so I got to behave myself. but, you know, you hit the nail on the head, and that's who I am. That's my MO, you know, being better every day I possibly can and really bringing as many people as I can with me. And, you know, I've been an athlete, and now I'm an entrepreneur, and I've been a coach and a trainer, and I am continuing to do that, but I'm finding new ways to help people other than just being on the stage or being an inspiration, but helping to give other people the opportunities that I may not have had or other people may not have had, and kind of helping to guide them on their path, because I know what it feels like to be lost. You know, I've been there before many times, you know, in hard times. But I want to be that person that can get those people that are having those hard times and say, hey, you can get through this, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to show you how. Or even those people that are already on the right path, how can I help to accelerate that? And that's what I developed, which is now the Fitness 360 brand.
And there you go, Fitness 360.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
I want you to bring
thing.
Up that because
like
that's
a
good logo.
Yep.
Yeah, but the 360 I like because, you know, I think you were playing with this when you made the design because I'm looking at it and I'm going, wait a minute, he's not just doing mathematics. He went to another level on that. So could you explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, so Fitness 360, and yes, you're right, Kaylin. It's a play on word, and people that know me may or may not get it, but Fitness 360 is all about looking at your body, looking at your mind, looking at your soul, and our logo actually has a person in the middle running, and kind of like a circle around them in 3 different divisions, and those 3 divisions stand for mind, body, and soul, and the reason I did that is there's a lot of meaning behind this is because I don't believe in being able to help any one person in one way. If you're helping the body, you got to work the mind, you got to work the soul, and, you know, vice versa. You are so much more than just your appearance. You're so much more than just your mind. You're so much more than just your soul, but collectively, all of that makes up who you are. And I've developed a brand that can help people with those areas of their life.
And how are you doing that? Tell us what Fitness 360 does.
So the Fitness 360 brand, basically we have 5 companies under this brand. So we have, actually I'm standing in our first fitness center right now, trying to get this ready for everybody. We actually have a physical storefront. Yeah, in here painting as we speak. So we have that, which is, I like to get my hands dirty. What could I say? This is just one of many. All right, wife, I love you. You know what I meant. but, you know, this is just one of our many facilities that we're going to be having. And, you know, this is something that people can go to. So if people need that atmosphere, they need to be around others, we have that solution for them. we also have an online fitness center. It's called Fitness 360 on the Go. So it's a mobile app and online portal to where you can work with a trainer, your prep coach, a nutritionist, 24/7, anywhere in the world. And it's some technology that we got from a company in Amsterdam that we licensed in the U.S., but we already have a ton of people on it, and it's really accelerating because people are seeing that it doesn't matter where you are, we can help you. It doesn't matter if you're in the gym. It doesn't matter if you're in a hotel room or you're at home. We have programs and nutrition. We have everything that can help you. But, you know, beyond this, that, which is the body component of Fitness 360, we also have a magazine. We're doing corporate wellness. And, you know, we're really trying to get into every aspect that we can and provide a very high-quality product.
Wow. I'm loving the sound of it. And then just hearing that you're, you know, like you said, when you're helping, you actually stepped up and helped out with the DFAC shows with Leaf. And you ask, can you just tell us how that came about?
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, Leaf is a... He's one of the most interesting and amazing people I've ever met. I guess that's the best way to describe him. And you know, the funny thing about Leaf is so many people told me about Leaf before I ever met him. And that's why I was like, I have to meet this guy. Because I could see the difference he was making in other people's lives. And it was exactly what I was trying to do. And you know, Leaf and I now are, you know, we're good friends. We talk all the time. And together, what we're going to do, we always say this, together we're going to change the game. And you know what we mean by that is that we're athletes giving back to athletes. We're businesses giving back to businesses. We're here really to help people, period. And, you know, it goes beyond just the show, though. And that's the beauty of what we're developing now is, you know, so many athletes out there say, oh, you know, I need a prep coach and I need nutrition and I need workouts and, you know, I want to get on stage. I want to win or I want to compete. And that's great. We can help you do that and do it properly. But when you're not on the stage, you know, 99% of the time you're not going to be on the stage, but we can help you when you're not on the stage too. We can help you, you know, if you're struggling and you need a support group, we have that. You know, if it's like, oh, you know, I just, you know, in this industry, some people do have eating disorders. We can address mm-hmm. those things and teach you how to get out of that. How can you eat properly? How can you feel, you know, good about what you look like and better yourself and those around you. And that's what we're really about, helping athletes both on and off the stage. But I couldn't do it without Leaf.
Well, you're the tree. I guess you do need Leaf.
That's all I can say about that joke.
But I'm okay with it.
Somebody get that man some protein. Snickerdoodle, but we're not talking about that yet. Yep.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, that's what I really think is exciting because, you know, with P4P Real Talk, we've branched out a lot, but, you know, at the heart of everything that we do or that we try to cover, we're targeting the natural athlete. And it's good to hear about a service that is looking at all aspects of the athlete. And this would be one of the first that I've probably even heard of that saying, okay, we understand your drive to be an athlete and compete, but we're also here to take care of you when you're not competing. And,
correct,
you know, for a good number of us that are listening or listening in, that's a good chunk of time. So I definitely think that's fresh. I mean, it's not a novel idea, but it's fresh in the sense that, you know, most of the industry is focused on getting you to the stage, not what happens after the stage or in between the stage when it's not related to prep.
Yeah, that's so true, too. You know what? You know what the interesting thing about all this that I found out is ever since I put the Fitness 360 brand out there, we've only attracted the best of the best companies, you know, including Leaf, Anderson, and the DFAC, and, you know, the INBA and PNBA. And, you know, we're being reached by so many organizations that want to partner with us because they believe in what we're doing. And, you know, that for me makes everything I've gone through worth it.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just loving everything you're saying, but I really have to, like I said, because of your focus is so focused sometimes, I think you miss the little tidbits that you might not be addressing, and that's basically the PPD of the show ending, you know, and that's something that you're really covering, and that's something that's really needed to be covered, because there's so many that say, you know, what now? What's next? You know, because they're, like Dez was saying, we're so focused on the actual show that when the lights set off, what now? You know, after the drive home and tomorrow, what do you do? And I think that's a lot of the issue in the industry is that, you know, we do need to take better care of ourselves after the show and take better care of others as, you know, the days go on afterwards.
And, you know, you're exactly right. And, you know, going off of that, it's a great segue into something we just launched this month, is that we're now doing, you know, Fitness 360 is now sponsoring both non-athletes and athletes. And, you know, we're doing a true sponsorship. We're not going out there and saying we're helping people, but we're actually helping people to where, you know, if it's financial help you need, we'll do that. If it's marketing help you need, we'll do that. If you're trying to get in the photo shoots or publications or in our magazine, like, we have a cover model search right now to where we want to spotlight real people. Like, for February, our cover model is not even an athlete. He's a police officer who goes day in and day out, and that's what he does. He's out there protecting other people. But those are the people that need to be spotlighted, because those are the people that aren't seen and that don't get that attention they need and aren't, you know, getting an applause when those are the people that need it the most.
Yes.
And I, you know, and this brings up something that I've been, the time that I've been listening to you, that's been rolling around in my head, and I don't need any comments from the peanut gallery on that, suggesting that there's plenty of room for thoughts to
roll around. Wait. Planners.
I already knew, right? But here it is. I recall listening to one of your prior interviews, and you said something along the lines of, I don't do this just for my looks, but I do this for you, talking about other athletes, for the people that you are wanting to inspire and help. I have to be a leader, and I do it through myself. Basically saying that, you know, whatever it is that I expect my athletes to do, people that I'm training, people that I'm working with, whatever I expect them to do, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to do it twice as hard. And I see you carrying that exact same philosophy or mentality from your competition mode and your coaching mode into your entrepreneurial mode, because that sounds just exactly like what you're doing through your sponsorship service and all throughout your business and the different services you've talked about.
You know, I got to appreciate you saying that too, because, you know, I put my heart and soul and blood, sweat, and tears and everything possible into what I'm doing. I mean, I really do. Like I said, I'm literally in my first facility right now, painting and pulling up carpet and, you know, organizing and planning this and that. And you know what? I do it because I truly believe I'm here to help other people. I feel like that's my whole mission in life, and I will do whatever it takes to make that happen.
Man.
Well, and you definitely are doing it.
Exactly. And, the fact that you had to go through so much and are willing to go back the other way, so basically 180, 180, and we'll get to 360.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing,
so Ron,
too. And, you know,
now,
I never talk about my hardship, but, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for each and every one of them.
I love that. And, you know, we talked about this on the last show. There's something that happens when you're broken and basically told, you know, that's it, it's over. Because that's that point, you know, that the bottom line and the fork in the road, the crossroad, whatever anybody wants to say. But it's basically the make or break moment. You know, either you can believe what somebody is saying or you can believe in yourself. And you found that.
You know, and what's special about that is that you're willing to share what you found, but let them find it in themselves. So how did you make sure that you kept that difference and still keeping yourself and letting people be themselves?
Yeah, you know what, that's a... I guess the way I can best answer that question is I tell people I believe in them because I believe in them. And I'm not here to push what I'm doing or what I'm saying on other people. And yes, I'm, you know, doing all of this and I'm competing and, you know, growing this company and this brand and partnering with all these people. But I don't want that to influence people and to think that that's what they have to do. I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to make a path that other people can find their own path. I'm just trying to shine light to show people that it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what adversities come your way. It doesn't matter where you were brought up or how much money you have. None of that matters. All that matters at the end of the day is, you know, you find something that you truly believe in, whatever that could be. And then believe in yourself to be able to do it, and then do it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just believe in yourself that you can do it, and do it. Because there will be so much adversity in anything that you truly believe in. But if you do it, you'll be successful at it.
And that's what they call grit. You know, as they say, with no grit, there's no pearl, because that's how it forms. And, you know, I just, the other thought that occurs to me is even if you can't believe in yourself at that moment, you still have to believe that you were made for more than where you were now. So at least believe in that until you can get to the point where you can start to believe in yourself, you know, the fake it till you make it mantra. Because sometimes, to be honest, that's all you got.
And that's true. And you know what? It's very true. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, so I'll let this be public knowledge now. I've been working on this brand for 5 years. 5 years I've been working on this brand, and I just brought it out to the public. And the reason for that is I had to do so much other stuff that I was not happy doing so that I can eventually get to this point. So now I can do what I've been longing to do for a very long time.
It just shows your passion and your hunger, that's for sure.
And that's another thing. That's another
Ron-ism. You guys inspire
me. That's another Ron-ism. What did I... I've just... You said more things. You could probably write a little motivational book. Because the other thing that I'm now reminded of is you said it's good to be humble, but you also have to be hungry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
gotta be.
I mean, any competitive person, if they're honest with themselves, as much as, you know, you want to be a good sport, you got to be hungry. Otherwise, you're not competing at anything.
That's true, yeah.
True.
So
wow, look at
you
that.
Got a million a month. Look at me. Look at me. Hey, every once in a while, I might roll something out to surprise you.
Somebody's been doing their mental spots. That's
You know what? Good thing you're on the telephone right now. Right.
Be careful. Your glutes are showing.
Dude. So you getting back to Ron and not on my glutes showing. You've got so many things going on, so many facets of your business, and one of them is your Fitness 360 magazine. And it would seem with everything that you've got going on, the obvious question to me is, why throw in a magazine on top of it?
That's a good question, and I can't tell you how many people asked me that last month when we launched it, because I really don't need anything else on my plate right now. But again, I'm here for the people, and no matter what, I'm going to make this happen. The magazine, it's a free magazine. It's a digital magazine that anyone can sign up for. But what the magazine is it's a collection of all those people out there that are trying to better the world. And I'll explain what I mean by that. So, yes, it's put on by Fitness 360, but we're barely even marketing ourselves in this magazine. We're partnering with a lot of organizations out there and different people that already have big followings that are trying to better people. If it's, you know, giving away recipes, if it's, you know, how to, you know, work with your finances, how to be a better husband, how to be a better wife. If it's marketing, you know, P4P or different organizations like the DFAC or PNBA or whatever it is, we collectively are putting all that together in a magazine to give to people for free. So we want to be able to help people not only, you know, within a facility or on our apps and all of that too, but some people just like reading a magazine and getting real information, like Real Talk, which I think is a great segment we should have in there. But
not a problem.
But you know, I'm not that guy that wants to just, I don't complain about things. I don't, you know, if something needs to be changed, I'm just going to change it. And there's so many magazines out there, and all there is in the entire magazine is advertisements. It's useless to me. Why do I want to read that? But what Fitness 360 magazine, it's real information. It's, you know, talking about medications out there, what's working, what's not, or it's supplements, what works, what doesn't work, how to get to the stage, what to do when you're off the stage, like how to be a better parent, like things like that are in there, and it's information people need to know. That's all it is, in a fun way too, but I wanted to make something that people could read and say, I actually learned something or became better from it. And yet people would be like, well, it's a magazine, how can you do that? You'd be surprised what one thing could do in your life. It can turn everything around for you.
Hey, I can tell you that from the comic book age of me growing up, you know, that getting the sand kicked in your face article, it always stayed with me because I was always the kid getting the sand, and I never had a castle.
Oh.
But I digress. Anyway, Ron, man, I'm telling you, you got me super excited. I get pumped when I'm going to talk to you because I know, like, you know, as much as people might hear what they're hearing on the radio and the listeners are saying, you know, wow, you know, that sounds great. I know you as the person, so I got to hear all this, you know, last year when you were just brainstorming and realizing you did want to do more. So it's not just something, like you said, this is 5 years in the making for you. This is something that's been on your mind and on your heart. So if people think you're just out here throwing a spiel or something like that, it's not happening. And I'll be the first one, and I'll be that living witness, and I'll be that testimony to back you, because I know when we were back there talking, you know, when people are carb depleted and ready to get on stage, they're speaking from the heart. Everything that's on their brain is coming out. And, you know, you were just being so open and honest about it, just, you know, how you wanted to help. And that's just, to me, that's what Natural Bodies has always been about. It's always been about helping the next guy because, you know, all of us are trying to be better us. And, It takes a mind to understand that because it's so simple. Sometimes it seems too hard to figure out, but that's what it's about. We're all trying to figure us out, not the next guy, but us. And at the core of the matter, that's what it is. And, you know, you've stumbled on that fruit that everybody wants to try, and we're all willing to take a bite. So keep plugging it, buddy. I'm loving it.
I appreciate it, and I will. Don't you worry.
Now, to backtrack just a little bit, you had referenced that,
Moonwalk.
You know, the cover
Moonwalk.
Model. The cover model
Let's
for your February mind. Issue was a police officer, but you're always looking for individuals to be featured on your cover. How, if someone is interested in pursuing that route, how do they get a hold of you, or what is it that they need to do to be considered?
It's really simple, and, you know, not only the cover, but we actually, if you want the cover, you can do that, or you can actually be featured in the magazine too. We actually just featured Ray Clark from the DFAC last month. He had an amazing story, and, you know, I really wanted people to hear about it. But if people want more information on, you know, the cover model search or being featured in the magazine or anything else that we're about, They can go to www.fitness-360.com. Any information they're going to need on anything that we do is all on there.
Okay, very nice. And I would assume that, are you a monthly? You have a March issue coming up?
Yeah, we have a mission. Yeah, so what we're doing, the magazine comes out the first Saturday of every month. And I like to take it a little step further. Yeah. So we're looking for people all the time, always looking for people and, you know, interesting stories and, you know, transformation stories. That's a big thing we're doing too. But we're here to help. We're always looking for, you don't have to be a big name. You could just be starting out or you could be anyone. We want to spotlight real people doing real things.
That should be the article name.
a little sneak peek as to what you're going to have in your March issue.
We have a lot of big announcements. I've been working on a lot of pretty big partnerships, and a lot of them are starting to come through. So we'll be announcing a lot of that coming in our March issue, along with a new section called Transform You. It's where we're going to be spotlighting people that have transformed, you know, if it's losing weight or turning their lives around, you know, a lot of inspirational stories like that. So it's a little sneak peek, but there's a lot coming in this one and a lot in the next issue is coming.
Wow. So there's just no – basically, when do you sleep?
My wife is listening right now, and I guarantee she's laughing or rolling her eyes. It may be a combination.
Probably both.
Probably both. Very seldom. I go to bed literally between 2 and 4 a.m. every night. I get up probably 7, 8. I try to get at least 4 hours of sleep and get right back to it every day. So
I don't know how you do it. I can function off of just 4 hours of sleep a day.
It's the drive. The drive and the will to help. That's what drives me.
Yes. It's not consuming, but it does take time.
So when will we be expecting the first Fitness 360 location to open doors officially?
We will be opening within the next 2 weeks, which is why I'm here right now, because I'm going to make sure it happens. So, and we're in Geneva, Illinois, too. So, but, you know, it'll be great. It's a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it. You know, we're bringing a lot of new things to this facility that a lot of other places don't have, such as we're going to have competition prep. We're going to have posing practices. We're actually partnering with a lot of organizations like Leif Anderson and the DFAC to where we're going to be training their posing guidelines within our facility and then getting our athletes to these shows. So some of that sponsorship I was talking about, we're going to be sponsoring some of our members both on site and, you know, through some of our other channels to go to these shows as well.
Well, you know, since we're talking about segues all day, why don't we just segue to the supplement spotlight? Because if you're going
That's
to be open,
nice.
I'm sure you can talk to Mama Ty and get a nice little sample kit down there and maybe let them know what P4P is all about.
I'm all for that. Yeah, we could sponsor P4P all in here.
So, you know, you have tried the supplements of P4P, and I'm just in love with them. And like I said, when we did the P4P Real Talk about, you know, the supplement industry as a whole, there were a lot of things that I just didn't know. I'll just be honest about it. And it was very eye-opening, but there were some things that I had known before the show had gone live, and that was just how well P4P supplements were made, and it's by choice. You know, that's the one thing I think most people miss, like you were saying. You know, you got to have the drive, because there's plenty of people. I can guarantee there's listeners right now that are dreaming, but there's no action to fall behind it, and that's what limits just about everything we want to do, is the action that's put behind what we're actually dreaming about. So, you know, when I learned about the supplements and realized that they could actually help my dream happen in a better way, healthier way, and actually sooner because I didn't have to filter all the crap. And I'm not putting a play on words. That's no pun intended. I didn't have to filter the crap that's used in most of the supplements that I had been taking back in the day. So, you know, when, you know, my favorite, it says we got the protein. We're going to talk about protein. I got to talk about protein. Cake batter was my first love, but, you know, then I met a real woman, and her name was Snickerdoodle, and, you know, she just had my heart ever since. Well, which one is your favorite?
You know what? Ironically, it was the first one that P4P ever gave me, which was Grasshopper Pie.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one
that they ever had me try.
But
that kind of fits you. That kind of fits you. Because it changes. It's got flavor, but it changes.
I was definitely waiting for that explanation. We both live in Illinois. Don't forget.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I've seen you on the woods, so yeah. I got to be careful. Well, go ahead and tell us about Grasshopper Pie, and then I'll let the listeners know about the Snickerdoodle, and Des can talk about her vanilla.
It's chocolate.
You sound so excited.
It's chocolate.
Yeah. Well, you guys are killing me. Oh, my gosh. You definitely need your own talk show. But yeah, that's my favorite one. You know, the Grasshopper Pie. It's good. You know, and I like it because it doesn't have, you know, when you're having like that protein that's just got all that extra additives and whatnot in there, because you get that really bad aftertaste, and it just doesn't sit well with you. Oh, it's awful. But with this, you know, that Grasshopper Pie, it was good. It goes down smooth. It tastes really good. It mixes really well, and you know, no crazy aftertaste. I hate that. Ugh, awful.
And I couldn't explain it better. And, you know,
I
remember. Yes, exactly. Well, I was with the group down in KC, and they let me try the Snickerdoodle, and I was done. You know, I don't know if you ever seen Harlem Nights, but I was basically calling up the old lady, talking about, you know, we're done. I'm sorry. Say hi to the kid. It was that bad. I mean, I felt so awful because cake batter was just. Sorry, cake batter. Forgive me. I mean, I just put your business all out in the street. But hey, it is what it is. And we'll segue now to Des and her vanilla.
Okay, first of all, as far as the P4P protein flavors go, I haven't tried all of them, but, you know, the vanilla is good. I think it's not overly sweet, but it's got a good flavor. Chocolate is more my go-to, but I've also liked the cake batter. I have to make a taxicab confession that I have not tried Snickerdoodle.
Oh,
but
there's five different words I would never say to my mother in church that just came to my head right now.
But in my defense,
and that was one of
that just so that, you know, if they're by the time I would actually order Snickerdoodle, it would probably be like their last one before their next batch is in, and then Kaylin would be out, and I couldn't have that on my conscience.
Oh, you see what she did?
So when I know that there's a surplus, I'm going to order it. But
okay, next time give me the extra long Tarzan vine so I can go straight into the water and I don't have to worry about my face getting drug in the dirt. Thanks, Des. That was so sweet.
But I will have to say, out of all of the different proteins that I've tried, and I've tried quite a few in my short little time of being serious about supplementation, P4P, I can say, does have good flavor.
Yeah.
And it's
a
very clean
product.
Very clean, high-performing product.
Yes. And now they actually use the stevia, or stavia, however you want to say it. So the people that have issues with the aspartame or figure they're getting some kind of sugar that's going to go against their body, this actually works to the benefit of that because you don't have to worry about the cancer side effects of whatever. Stevia has been proven to be well documented, good for you.
I just told you it's a good quality product. That's good, especially for the natural athlete. We need to know this stuff.
Yes, yeah. And that's the other thing, and you bring up a great point, is that all of the P4P products, they are safe for the natural athlete. They keep a very close eye on the banned substance list. And then last time we talked about this, Caleb had a really great story about a product. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and tell it again, Kaylin, that that ingredient popped up on the list that wasn't on the list, and how P4P handled that once they learned about it.
Oh, yes. I'd love to talk about that, because that was one of those where it's just an eye-popping thing where you're like, wait, what? Because Andrea Castillo, a very wonderful woman, and her husband Ed had noticed that they keep a close eye, because they're promoters with the PNBA, and they do the show in Iowa, and they were talking about, you know, the banned substances, and they keep a close eye on it as well, because people are always asking them, you know, hey, what's this, is this safe, is it legal, can you know, we're all asking that question a lot, we're always checking the product label or whatever. Well, she noticed that something in the Alter Ego, the before batch had, and she said, hey, I'm going to let you guys know. And, you know, a lot of times people just say, oh, yeah, we know it's in there, and we'll just put a warning on it and let people know. And P4P said, no, we're going to actually stop making it and get that fixed, because, you know, their mantra is, you know, by natural athletes for natural athletes. So they wanted to make sure they were true to themselves, and they didn't have to do that. And, you know, so that's one of those where you're like, wow, you really got to scratch your head, because these guys are serious. It's really, you know, like Leif has said, like I have said, and like Ron has said on this show, there's plenty of talk, but not much action. And when you see people that are willing to back up what they say, that's when you know they're special, because they're actually doing their life. They're not just speaking a life, but this, what they're speaking, is a part of what they're already doing. And that's what made that special for me, because, you know, it's so much BS, and you don't have to deal with that with P4P. And I was really appreciative of that, because everything they were saying is what they're doing. And let's just quote JB now, don't trust me. Can you finish it there?
Trust my hustle.
Yeah. Here you go, girl.
That's right. I might drink vanilla protein, but I know that.
I'm glad you started this.
It's all good. Kaylin knows I love him.
Yes. Yes,
and if I had the last canister of Snickerdoodle, I would still give it to him instead, and I would drink my old
empty.
Standby
empty,
vanilla.
Of course.
It's okay.
Yeah. It would be empty.
No, not empty.
Yes.
Full, or at least one scoop left in it. Never empty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it would be a tub.
So, Ron, we thank you for joining in with us on our P4P Supplement Spotlight. And we are nearing the end of our time, but before we do that, we always like to, well, we try to, give our guests the opportunity to give shout-outs to anyone and everyone that they want to recognize on the show.
Hey, that's always a hard one. You know,
you start with him.
First and foremost, got to thank God for all this. Wouldn't have the opportunity to do all this and be where I am if it wasn't for him
and
guiding my light. God, thank Jesus. Second, you know, I got to give a shout-out to my family, too, because they've been really supportive in all this. My wife, Alicia, and my son, Nino, he's only 2.5, but he's in here kicking and punching and doing push-ups, and he's my little mini-me, and he helps motivate me each and every day. But, you know, beyond that, I have to thank you guys and P4P for even giving me this opportunity to be able to, you know, tell my story and, you know, tell people what we're doing and what, you know, what Fitness 360 and myself are all about. And then, of course, I got to thank Leif Anderson and the DFAC, Denny and them at the PNBA and INBA. Doug Andrewski, who, believe it or not, is one of the first guys in the NPC that's doing natural NPC shows. I got to give a shout-out to him. That's something that we'll be talking a little bit more about in our next magazine. And then, you know, I got to think all the athletes, all the competitors, all the law enforcement, I mean, everyone out there that's trying to better themselves, this is – you guys have made me who I am. So I have to thank you all for the support and giving me the opportunity to help lead you guys, hopefully, into a better and more prosperous life.
Wow. You are motivational. I think that's the first time I felt like crying on the show.
No crying. You're too big. You're too big to cry.
Crying.
I'm crying too.
Well, Ron, thanks a lot, man. I mean, really appreciate it. Great job. You know, great outlook. I appreciate you doing everything. Are you going to be at the Chi-Town Showdown this year?
I will, yeah. I can't compete this year with them, but when they get a pro division, which I'm going to yell at them about again, but I'll be there. I want to support all the other competitors there and, you know, get backstage and pump them up a little bit.
I'll say this, because trust me, Joe Perez is trying to get a pro on that end, because he's one of those promoters that is a competitor, still a competitor at heart, and he knows that, you know, you got to take it to that other level, or what's the point in doing what you're doing? And, you know, I do not want anybody thinking that he's not trying. That's basically with the organization, working out the fine details of that. You're a businessman, so you know it's not just, hey, let's do it right now. So, yeah, so that's what he's dealing with right now, the red tape, what people would say. And I'll see you there, if not sooner. We're having that, I don't know if you've seen what Brian McCabe is doing. He's doing a little get-together to help with some of the things for the Natty Nation up in Chicago about seminars and posing and stuff like that. So, you know, if I don't see you then, we'll see you at some point, Dez and I, and we'll be happy to do a Midwest Muscle video, because I'm sure people would like to see the face to the craziness that is Mr. 360.
Anytime. I'm always camera ready.
Oh, I know you are.
Nope, I think you covered it, KP. Ron, thanks again for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more great things coming from you.
Hey, and thank you guys for having me.
Okay, buddy, you know, say hi to the family, and I'll let Dale take it home.
So on behalf of Ron, Kaylin, myself, and P4P Muscle, if your body is a temple, let's build it.